Investigators analyzing the San Bernardino shooting now believe that shooter Saeed Farouk was following the Al-Qaeda manual. Here's CBS's Pat Milton.
Law enforcement sources tell us that the suspect's explosive devices are nearly a carbon copy of the bomb-constructing instructions provided in the very first issue of Al-Qaeda's online magazine called Inspire. That article was entitled, How to Build a Bomb in the Kitchen of Your Mom.
And if he's following the Al-Qaeda manual, it's not surprising that his neighbors and his mosque didn't see anything unusual about him, because as psychologist Xavier Amador told CNN's Don Lemon, that's in the manual too.
Starting with the Al-Qaeda manual and other things available online, unfortunately, lay low, don't grow a beard if you're comfortable with that. Mix in, blend in, be part
of
the
So then how do you know then? You don't.
Well, except for one thing. Someone organizing a mass killing needs weapons and ammo, and usually more than a regular person would buy just for self-defense. And that, coincidentally, is the one thing that we do not track in this country. Because obviously, collecting weapons doesn't make you a terrorist. Like the collector who made the news in North Carolina a few weeks ago.
When Brent Nicholson was pulled over in Union County, North Carolina, sheriff's deputies found 20 rifles and 9 handguns in his pickup. When they searched his home nearby, authorities found guns piled everywhere. 6 weeks later, they're still cataloging the weapons, many of them stolen, and they're expected to total nearly 5,000.
The man was not a terrorist, but I think we'd have to admit that if you are a terrorist, living in a country where anybody can secretly collect 5,000 guns without getting noticed is pretty much a dream come true.